This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop. With John Lopez and Landry Locke.
Diana Rossini, I would say she probably was, is it fair to say, on top of Texans news?
Big time.
More than anyone in the offseason. She's kind of emerged.
She's had a good year.
She's had a very good year. And she says that she would not be surprised to see Nick Caserio trade up tomorrow into round one. My question is this. Do you want to see that? I don't mind if you're going to trade up for Kool-Aid. I'm kind of drinking the Kool-Aid. I like Kool-Aid McKinstry. They like Bama guys. They've dealt with foot injuries. Kind of tough. Put him opposite Stingley. Improve the corner depth. I'm good with that. But my question is, do you want to see Nick Caserio make a move? 18 out of the 23 selections he's made, it was not the previous spot where they were selected to draft. That stat courtesy of Cody Stutes. So that does make you kind of wonder. But would you personally want to see Nick Caserio trade into round one?
I wouldn't. That's kind of a tricky question. Because you were at 23. So not a whole lot has changed in terms of the players that you thought were good enough to be drafted at 23 from the time you traded that pick. Right, like early on in the process. I mean, they may have tweaked a couple things here and there, in terms of where they have guys on the board, but the bucket again of players that he thinks were going to be available at 23. Not a lot has changed between now and the time they traded that pick, right? I mean, they all of a sudden somebody didn't come out of nowhere, and all of a sudden they're worthy of being around number 23.
Well, I think it would make more sense now based on the fact that they traded that extra second for Stephon Diggs, so you can kind of look at it that way. When they originally just got a random second-round pick and we didn't know what the hell they were going to do with it next year, it was kind of like, okay, why are they trading back? What do they see? But the Stephon Diggs thing kind of makes it to where maybe there's a little bit more taken into account than – okay, they don't like anyone here.
Yeah, but what I'm saying,
process there.
Yeah, what I'm saying though is like if not much has changed from the time you traded that number 23 pick to now, why would you want to get back in there? You know what I mean?
Maybe you like someone. Maybe you like
Diggs. But you would have liked them then.
But you wouldn't have gotten Diggs.
You wouldn't have gotten Diggs.
Because the extra second rounder that you got to move back, you wouldn't have gotten Diggs.
But it would have cost you you wouldn't have cost you as much like to get into the round. I mean, you were there already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you're saying you give up the second round.
So that's why it's a tricky question to me, because if all of a sudden he's changed his mind and says, boy, I really like this guy, and if he's there, we're going to go back into the first round. I get it. He's Nick Caserio. He's earned our trust. So, but it just kind of doesn't sit quite right, considering they've already made that move out.
This whole talk about get the best D lineman available kind of terrifies me. I have no problem just being strong on the edge, having Autry, and then having like a bunch of guys on the D line and shuffling there. It feels Ross Blacklocky, and maybe it's recency bias. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just the last time it was there. I'm not really into this whole, hey, draft a D line. No, thank you.
I'm not either. I'm not either. I'm not into that. I'm not into, really, unless it's someone that can, you know, that drops, I'm really not into too much of a wide receiver in the second round either. You've got, I think you're set there. So running back or linebacker is where I am.
Yeah, and running back's always the polarizing position. You hear mm-hmm. people say you can find them, and then you list the top 15 and rushers, and they're all drafted higher yeah. second round, and it's just like the rare exception is used there. I do think they need to proactively address that. But for me, the worst case scenario is you're giving up significant draft equity to get back into the first round and not make a huge splash. By the way, I don't know if you noticed this, but the Texans released jerseys that were for sale in the team shop.
Mm-hmm.
And Cody Stutes actually asked Doug Vosick about this. I'm giving Cody Stutes a lot of mentions. I mean, dude, the guy's all over.
He's working, man.
He's asking the right questions.
He's working.
He's not out there just eating popcorn.
Well, he is.
Well, and maybe more. Maybe a little bit more than that. But
hey, can I have a hot dog?
Oh, well. They were walking around with the trays. You know he was
What are those,
it.
Pretzels? But, yes, he's
can
working.
Can you be serious?
But he's working hard.
Figgy, what's wrong with your boy, man?
He's working. I said he's working
Figgy,
hard.
What's wrong with your boy,
well,
man?
Well, you said he's not just out there eating popcorn. Oh, you think that's true?
How do you feel about those voodoo donuts in the press box, man? That's too much,
it's a
man.
Lot. I love them, but it's a lot.
I mean, man, you're sitting in the press box eating a big-ass voodoo donut with a damn
freaking
onion ring on top of it or whatever the hell they're putting.
A big slab of bacon.
There's certain, like, food stuff.
Captain Crunch all over.
People coming in there with like two voodoo donuts. Mm-hmm. What are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He's working.
He's working, and you might have noticed that Damian Pierce's jersey was available for purchase, mm-hmm. which had a lot of people, you know, asking, what's that about? Why are we Why is Damian Pierce's jersey available? I guess like close to a year ago or a little bit less, you have to submit names of jerseys. So after the draft somewhere in the middle of the Texan season, they had to submit names of jerseys. So we don't have a Nico yet. And you can get it customized. But like as far as in the shop, that's a reason why you see like the Damian Pierce. And by the way, I'd keep an eye on that one. That one. I'm not trying to disrespect our guy Damian, but, man, that one might – if you want a new jersey and you just don't care whose name on it, that one might be coming to a TJ Maxx near you pretty soon.
And that might be at La Pulga, too, the old flea market as well. I know we're going around the NFL here in a little bit. I want to circle back to something that you brought up with authority.
What, hot dogs, voodoo donuts?
Well, not Cody. But you brought it up – a couple hours ago with authority, and it just got me. It's been kind of in the back of my mind all day.
Oh, wow.
Ever since you said that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was having that much of an impact.
No, you don't have much of an impact, but it's just a topic
that's pretty hurtful.
That's kind of been in the back of my mind. Why? Let's be honest. Why couldn't C.J. Stroud show up, man?
I'm just telling you.
I mean, you make time, don't you?
It was asked, brother.
Yeah.
I mean, like, this is not something that just came out of nowhere, man.
I mean, we love the guy. We know what he is. He's the savior. He's the greatest. He's the real deal. He's a great person. You got to be able to ask the question, man. Why could you not make time for this?
Yeah.
Everybody else did.
Yeah, you're the face of the franchise, my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they can send you a plane. Or maybe he just didn't show up.
Yeah. And that's why it's kind of been in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, oh, I'm turning on him. I'm just saying, like, there's got
to
be.
No, I mean,
be...
you got to mention it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's just learning from your lessons. Like, yeah. Like the Amber Rose thing needed to be mentioned. We ignored Mia Khalifa. We saw, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, we.
A little deja vu?
No, it's not deja vu. I just think, you know.
Let me ask you this.
Your franchise quarterback is not in the. And the uniform,
so are we gonna be are we gonna be bringing this up like 3 years later?
Tony
should have seen signs.
Tony Busby ain't walking through that door. Tony Busby ain't walking through that door.
We seen the signs.
Let me ask.
Why did we ignore it?
Who's his agent?
Dave Mulligetta. But the Deshaun problem is Quincy.
If Deshaun didn't have Quincy, he'd
be fine.
I'm not going down that road. I'm going down is...
CJ got a personal quarterback coach?
Yeah, but he's not trying to be his turtle.
No, this is where
Entourage.
I am. This is where I am with the Mulligetta thing. You got to pay me more.
You can't
I'm just saying. Could it be that? It could.
Oh, pay me more to go in the uniform shoe?
Yes.
Come on,
man. It's Mulligetta. That's not an unfair question. Could it have been like...
You got to pay me more to get in my team uniform?
Yes.
Come on, man.
It's CJ Stroud. He's on a rookie contract. He's trying to get... he's got a bunch of endorsements. And by the way, I'm not passing judgment. All I'm saying is, could it be that? You got to give the guy a chance to make money.
I mean, he is making bread all over the place.
Yes.
But it is interesting. I mean, my man...
I'm just asking the question. With Mulligetta as his agent, could it be like... Yeah, you're going to have to add a zero to that, and I'll be there.
Coming up, speaking of adding zeros, is this really worth localizing? The big news in the NFL, someone just got richer. Should it have something to do with something the Texans could be facing after this season? We'll discuss that. We'll go around the NFL draft tomorrow. It's going to be fun.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.